This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrian Hill.
Every year, a handful of high school marching bands are selected to perform on New Year's Day at the Rose Parade in Pasadena. They'll march past throngs of people on the street and millions of people on television. One of the bands you'll see if you tune in on Friday will be the Allen Eagle Escadrille from Allen, Texas. Wearing blue, white, and black, 700 strong, they're going to be hard to miss. I headed over to the Rose Bowl while the band was having its picture taken and caught up with the director, Blaine Hinton. I asked him what it took to get the band here.
It's really a big deal for us. First of all, it's about an 18-month process that we had to get together with applications, letter recommendations from public officials, from community leaders. You have to put together a really nice 2 or 3 minute video. And of course, we went all out. We had our kids meet one day after school. We paraded up in front of the school and did all this stuff. Each person had to come up with $1,600. We fundraised about $135,000. Through corporate donations, car wash, made 10,000 bucks in one day. That's not too bad.
Wow.
And then we sold mattresses, if you can believe that. We sold national record mattresses, 140 mattresses for about 25 grand.
That was your takeaway from those mattresses?
That was our takeaway from it, right. So, and then we were able to share that with the kids, about $200 each. So it's about $1,400 that they had to come up with.
So all told, so how big is the total band, and then how big was your total traveling crew?
We have 716 that actually made the trip here with us that'll be participating in the Rose Parade. And then we have 776 with chaperones and things like that that traveled with us on 8 plane flights, 2 charters, and then 6 commercial flights. And then we travel around in 15 charter buses to get from point A to point B, and that'll be going to Disneyland. We'll be performing a parade there this afternoon. We're going to be performing at Pasadena City College in a band fest. That's an exhibition show for us.
So how much does this total thing cost? I mean, when you look at the total bottom line number, what's that look like?
Yep, this is always a fun fact to throw out to everybody. From beginning to end, to get us here and back home, it was $1.2 million.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big figure. And there again, we have to do a big shout out to our family and friends and community people in Allen, because they really got behind everyone here.
It's interesting, though. I mean, Texas has a reputation for being a football state, but not necessarily a band state.
Well, I don't think that we go outside as much as we need to, because there's so much competition in Texas. We battle each other at our Texas State Marching Contest. It's a lot of really good folks.
And what's it like to be here now when big parts of Texas and your neighbors are, there's tornadoes and flooding?
Yes, it was really scary. It was Saturday night before we left, and we were looking at the weather in Allen, where we all live. We were under a tornado warning. That means that there was a tornado near us. It was just to the east of us, and that's when it kind of all started. And we were worried about all the other bands that had to come from Ohio and Iowa and places like that. But they all made it because I saw them this morning at our band director's breakfast.
Well, congratulations to you.
Well, thank you, guys. Love sunny California. Thank you for the great weather. We appreciate everybody. Thank you.